Could you talk about the astral level? A-S-T-R-A-L.
There's other dimensions. There's the spiritual and the astral, and the spiritually naive confuse the two. The New Age Festival is the carnival of the astral. Every kind of psychic reading, baba hoo-hoo on the other side. And cast the runes, cast the stones, cast the necklaces, cast your toenails. I mean, you know what I mean. You can. The astrological signs coming from Master Baba on the other side tell you that you should buy racehorses right now and sell your ranch to your mother-in-law. That'll be $1,500. You don't want to get caught in the circus. It's intriguing. Never underestimate it. And the people I see every couple months in Sedona, which is sort of an ongoing class, there are many energies in this universe that would not like to see you advance spiritually. Very definitely. And they are very adept at it, extremely clever. They're more clever than you are. They've been at it for a long time. The art of spiritual seduction and glamour. The glamour and art of spiritual seduction. It's why many gurus that wrote books that calibrated in the 500s, now you calibrate them in their 180. The glamour and seduction. So, power over others. So the downside of the spiritual teacher then is power over others. Appearing special, claiming unique connections and powers, and telling somebody, well, you're the third incarnation, the fifth, what you call it, Lama, who's the descendant of the Baba hierarchy. Boy, you feel good about that. And you're now nowhere, folks, because you've just been had. Now, it's hard to define. The astral, which is higher, middle, and lower. Higher is celestial, middle astral is where all kinds of good people go in between lifetimes. And lower astral is where Bin Laden and all those people get their energy from, their inspiration. Adolf Hitler and all. Thrives, the lower astral then is the demonic, you might say. The middle astral is the so-called inner planes, and the higher astral is celestial. So many people get communications via the celestial, and you're talking with angels and things. So when you calibrate, what is the source of the information on the other side? It will tell you whether it's higher, middle, or lower. Ouija boards and things like that, you will find calibrated extremely low. You think they're just a game. They're not a game. Dragons and Dungeons. Many of the computer games that right now I think is so much fun to track down and kill women, etc., you know, they calibrate around 80. You're going to sit there and program your mind with an energy field at 80. And what you do is you set up programming. And then one moment your mind goes blank. And I don't know why I killed them. I just wanted to see what it was like to kill people. Just wanted to see what it was like to kill people. There's another thing you're not aware of, and that is that what you think your conscious mind is conscious is unconscious about 24% of the time. This is why I tell people to buy radar detectors. God says to buy radar detectors, right? When you think you're being conscious, you're actually unconscious over 20% of the time. 22%, 23%, 24%, 25%. Roughly 23 to 24% of the time you're unconscious and thinking that you're conscious. This is self-hypnosis. You think you're conscious. 23% of the time you are not conscious. And you think you are. That's the bad side, is that when you're unconscious, you don't think you are, you think you're being conscious. 23% of the time you're unconscious. If you don't think so, get a radar detector and you'll quickly see how true it is. There's no cop there, there's nobody down the thing. All of a sudden it goes off. Where'd he come from? He was there all along, folks. He was just asleep. Quantum mechanics tells you that once you get past the macroscopic world to the microscopic, you're dealing with improbability. And what the ego deals with is probability. Skydivers, good luck. Because you can do it 18 times in a row, and the 19th time, just as you go, you had a thought of your dead mother-in-law and you forgot to send her flowers. And that was the second that cost you your life. See? So extreme sports, you're forgetting that 24% of the time you're unconscious. So nine times off the springboard, doing five gainers on the way down, the next time, broken neck. So you can't count on that which is unreliable to be constantly reliable. And I always tell the friends of mine in Sedona who owned an animal place, and these guys were well known in town, and in Sedona had a lot of rattlesnakes. When you saw a rattlesnake, you called them up. They were private guys, and they would come over and pick up the rattlesnake for you. And lots of people don't want rattlesnakes in their yard. So it was free, and they got to keep the rattlesnake. So this pair, one of them got bit 19 times by a rattlesnake, 19 times, 19 bites. And survived 19 times, and the 20th rattlesnake bite killed him, the 20th. Well, you see how easily you are fooled, 19 times I'm immune. No, you're not immune, because the 20th time you went unconscious. So therefore, I say, the purpose of a radar detector is humility, to remind you that you cannot depend on the ego for your own survival. Your survival is dependent on the field, and the field is telling you to get a radar detector. It's to remind you that 24% of the time you're unconscious.